Listening Library presents What to Say Next by Julie Buxbaum. Read for you by Abigail Ravash and Kirby Haporn.
For Josh, the president of my first tribe. So happy you let me keep my lifetime membership. I love you. And for Indy, Alili, and Luca. My heart, my reason, my home, my tribe. My life. The Book of Love is long and boring. No one can lift the damn thing. The Magnetic Fields.
Chapter 1. David. An unprecedented event. Kit Lowell just sat down next to me in the cafeteria. I always sit alone, and when I say always, I don't mean that in the exaggerated vernacular favored by my classmates. In the 622 days I've attended this high school, not a single person has ever sat beside me at lunch, which is what justifies my calling her sitting there, so close that her elbow almost grazes mine, an event. My first instinct is to reach for my notebook and look up her entry, under K for Kit, not under L for Lowell, because though I'm good with facts and scholarly pursuits, I'm terrible with names. Partly this is because names are random words completely devoid of context, and partly this is because I believe names rarely fit the people they belong to, which, if you think about it, makes perfect sense. Parents name their child at a time when they have the absolute least amount of information they will ever have about the person they are named.